Bikurim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, 2, 3. And now we say, Yesh Betruma, there are certain things that apply to Truma Umaser, and also to Maaser, meaning Maaser Sheni, Masha'ein Ken Bebikurim, that don't apply to Bikurim. And what are they? First of all, Shah Truma Vamaaser, Osrin Esagorin. Truma and Maaser Sheni, both, once they have to be taken, at the conclusion of the processing of the produce, which is called Gmar Malacha, at that point, the whole harvest is forbidden until Truma and Maaser Sheni are taken out, amongst other things. In contrast, Bikurim, if one failed to take Bikurim from his harvest, well, that's no, and he violated a mitzvah aseh. However, that doesn't make the whole harvest now forbidden for consumption. It's not Tevel if there's still Bikurim that haven't been taken. Just on the words themselves, the word Goren means threshing floor, and it's sometimes the Mishnayos, frequently in the Mishnayos, actually refers to not the threshing floor specifically, but rather the processing that happens at the threshing floor and the conclusion of the processing. So the point here is, once you're at the threshing floor and you've finished not just threshing, but also winnowing and the sorting and ultimately stacking of the grain, the meruach hasakri, the smoothing of the pile, at that point, even achilas arai, casual consumption of the harvest, is forbidden until trumas hamaaser are removed, and that's what the Mishnah is saying here. Second of all, v'yesh lehem shiur, there is an amount of how much you have to give in terms of truma and maaser sheni. In contrast, there is no shiur in Bikurim. The Bar Tanur just leaves it at that, and he explains that while there, when it comes to, of course, maaser sheni is a tenth of what's left in the given years when you take maaser sheni, truma, while there is no shiur midoraisa, even a single kernel could exempt the entire harvest for truma, but midrabanan, there's a requirement one should give at least a 60th and better a 50th of his harvest. And when it comes to Bikurim, according to the Bar Tanura, there's no such thing. So therefore, at least you have a requirement midrabanan of a 60th minimum when it comes to Truma, which doesn't apply to Bikurim. There needs a bit of explanation because the Yerushalmi actually says that their Bikurim should be at least 1/60th of the fruit should be given as Bikurim. And that would put it essentially, ostensibly, on equal footing with the Truma. So there are a couple ways to resolve that issue. First of all, it's the Bar Tanur just doesn't discuss it. But the Rambam does paskin that one should bring a 60th of his first fruits as Bikurim. So let's discuss it. The Tiferes Yisrael suggests the difference is that there's an asmachta, like a verse, on which the requirements, midrabanan, to give a 60th of one's truma, there is a verse, an asmachta to it, just rabbinic, but at least they found the verse for it. In contrast, there's no such verse, no asmachta at all when it comes to the Bikurim. The Gra has a different approach. The Gra suggests that while it's true that both truma and Bikurim do require 1/60th, midrabanan, there's a big difference. When it comes to truma, if one failed to give a 60th, let's say he only gave a 70th of his produce, so then we'll send him back to do truma again. You can't get away with that. Whereas, so it's ma'akev. It's essential that he gives at least a 60th, or else he has to go back and do it again. That's for truma. When it comes to bikurim, that's not the case. One is supposed to give a 60th, but if one fails to give a 60th, so if as long as he gives something, his mitzvah has been done, and we do not require him to go back, so the 60th is not ma'akev, and that's the difference, says the Gra. Okay, next, v'nohagim b'chol haperos, the requirements to give truma and maaser sheni apply to all produce. In contrast, bikurim is limited just to the seven species, so that's a big difference, of course. Worth noting that according to pretty much all Rishonim, the applicability of giving truma actually only applies to grains and then olive/olive oil and grape/grape juice/wine. That's it. And all the other giving of trumas is all midrabanan. That's worth pointing out. The Rambam takes the opposite position. The Rambam's position is that all grains, as well as legumes, as well as tree fruit and nuts, all must be tithed trumas and maestras midoraisa, and vegetables are just midrabanan. Be that as it may, the point here is that there is an obligation to give trumas and maestras from all your produce, but there's no such obligation to give truma some, excuse me, give bikurim from all your produce just from those seven species. And we say also bifnei habayis v'shelo bifnei habayis. The mitzvah to give truma and meiser sheni, all applies, and whether or not the Beis Hamikdash is standing. There's a side point about if that's a doraisa derabanan, and you may need to, may still need to have the Jews all back in Israel, and it could be dependent upon if the kedusha with which the land was invested during the Second Temple period persists after the Chorban or not. All these issues aside, the bottom line is there's at least a mitzvah derabanan to separate trumas and maisras, which does not exist when it comes to bikurim. Bikurim for sure only applicable when you have a mizbeach, an altar in the Beis Hamikdash, because the pasuk by bikurim simply requires that you put it by the base, but you either put it down or wave it before the mizbeach, and without the mizbeach, there's no bikurim. And finally, uva arisin, uva chochros, uva sakrikon, uva gazlan. The mitzvah to take trumas and maisras applied to all produce grown in Eretz Yisrael, regardless of whether or not the farmer had legal rights to the land on which the produce grew. That doesn't matter. And produce itself must still be tithed. In contrast, as we said back in the first parak, second Mishnah, if the farmer doesn't have legal rights to the land, which is the case of an aris and a chocher, those people are sharecroppers and tenant farmers. They just are essentially renting the land but don't own the land, so they can't bring their bikurim. And also the sakrikon and the gazlan essentially have expropriated the land. The land doesn't belong to them. They're just, you know, taking it and using it, as the case may be. So those people can't bring bikurim, but the produce that they grew does require the taking of truma some maisras. So that's what the Mishnah says here. Hare elu b'truma of maaser. This is the list of things that apply to truma and maaser. Again, maaser sheni. Masha enkin b'bikurim, but simply do not apply to bikurim.